Bend County Land Bank. I'm told we do have a quorum of four, so we're good. First order of business is approving the January 8th minutes.
So move.
There a second? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Action items. Treasurer's report. You received that from Mitch. Did anybody have any questions on that? Okay. LBI phase two update.
So I did send out an email last week or the week before. We did receive the $1.95 million grant through HCR. Obviously, that's something we've been discussing for some time now. So the Arbor team and myself have our work cut out for us over the next year, year and a half. But just wanted to say everything is confirmed and believe the paperwork should be coming through here soon. But outside of that, I've got Elizabeth most of our insurance information and whatnot for them. So 95% good on our end.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if did everybody that applied get money or was there a selection?
So far, there's a list of, I think, 10 different land banks. Six?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. And she reads it through. She says, you know, take this back to the chopping block, work on it. And then they bring it back and whatever. It seems like whatever she's been bringing to the committee has been going through. I haven't seen anything that we haven't personally heard of anybody that's been rejected yet. So
good. All right. Any questions on that one? 2024 audit.
So Bonadio has contacted myself and Mitch as well. That is underway. So far, everything has been smooth. I've spoke with Cam a number of times and provided everything that they've requested. So next month, they will be presenting our 2024 audited financial statements.
Okay.
Mitch, you got anything you want to add?
No. Bonadio has been very good to work with. And I think we've got a good system down for doing the audit annually. So.
Yeah, and as you guys see every month from Mitch's treasurer's report, that obviously makes everybody's life easier from the financial side.
How does the $1.95 million get distributed? Is it after the fact, or is it by project, or what?
So she is putting them into two different categories, and she's dispersing it out that way. One is much more lenient than the other. So our stuff to build the house and everything is going under the one that's more lenient. And then the other ones are going through the ones that we have to do it this way. So every single time we put a plan in motion, we put a budget in motion. And then once that happens and we pay it out, then we get reimbursed for it.
Okay.
So I think I've done 7 reimbursements for this phase. And then we asked for a little bit of a leeway with this house that we're working on at River Road to be dispersed out after we paid Chris for it. Crystal is very, get a hold of me, ask me a question. We'll have a phone call. We have one with her this week just to talk about how we should do environmentals and all those kind of things. So as we go through it, I think she's learning as we're learning. She comes up, she hits a problem. She comes to the land bank meetings and talks it through with us. So she's been very communicative, and she's been very helpful. So I'm excited to get this going.
Sure. And to add a little bit more color, it's all done on reimbursement basis, mm-hmm. but you know, obviously you guys see we have a good fund balance right now. And the biggest project we have in the hopper is Seneca Street and Hornell. And they're really good about, you know, a week or two at the most, as far as reimbursements go. So we wouldn't be.
So there's never a cash flow issue, really.
Correct. We haven't run into that yet.
Good. Okay. Inventory.
All right. So first one, just wanted to update sale of College Ave is final. So that is on the tax rolls and good to go. Wood Hall is at the final stage where their attorney will review and allow them to sign and take ownership of that property. Next one, Fenderson. This one's been a pretty fun one for Doug. That clean out started yesterday.
Yeah.
Yep. So hopefully,
yeah.
End
finally.
Of the week.
Finally.
Next week.
Finally.
Done today. Done today. Love to hear it.
So he said there is a hard out by 8 p.m. tonight.
Okay. So that one, obviously, too, is a rehab. So once he's cleaned out, we'll get specs going.
Correct.
For RFP. Next one I wanted to speak about was East Hazel. That was one we got approval from the board to bid on for a market purchase. We'll begin that. We're kind of in a gray area. Do we use a realtor or not? I would prefer not to, to save, you know, a little bit of money and time.
Yeah.
So about a day after the LBI funds were awarded, it went off market.
Oh.
So I did still email the realtor to ask, was it pulled because it's sold? Is it they just pulled it off because there were no hits? I'm waiting for them to respond back to me. But at this point, it's not available for purchase.
I was unaware of that.
But
thanks.
And I just, yeah, like I said, I've been waiting for the realtor to respond back to me, and they haven't gotten
real responsive.
Not yet. But we'll continue looking. I mean, there's one in Painted Post, but it just came on the market. But that one's in pretty awful condition as well. But since it just came on the market, we want to see if somebody else will take that over as an investor versus the land bank.
Right, sure.
But we'll keep an eye on what's coming on the market for that.
Next one I have is the Wayland donation. We're nearing the final stages of that. Should have that wrapped up in the next week or two. And then we'll be owners of that and issue demo specs for that. So hopefully April will award bid on the demo for that one. But so far, so good on that. Last one I have is Townsend Ave, the prints. We'll work through that to get those prints back out. We did issue an RFP on this a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
But now with the LBI2, we'll get that one back.
Yeah, we're going to revise that. Instead of being a big, huge two-story that we were looking at before that came in at like $300-some thousand to build, we're going to just go with a ranch style, and he's drawing up the specs right now for that.
One item that is not on the agenda that we do need to address is change orders. And Doug, I'll let you
have that. So kind of like with all these rehabs, we've run into stuff as we start opening walls up and everything. River Road, we found that all of the baseboards were cracked, broken, burst apart. So in order to keep moving, Chris went ahead and purchased all the materials, got the he put one loop in so we could start getting heat in that house and get the Navien on demand system up and running. But there is a change order for replacing all of the boiler or the baseboard lines in the house. And then there's also we found that all the insulation is only an R7, which, yeah, as we all know, it's not even anywhere close to what it should be at this point. So there's no real opportunity to put any insulation in the walls because of the way whoever installed that insulation, they stapled it to the inside of the cavity, so they can't even like add any more to it. So what he wants to do is go in and blow in insulation in the attic to add the adequate amount of insulation.
Is that a 2x4 construction? Do you know?
It's 2x6.
It is 2x6.
It is 2x6 on the exterior walls, but they've compressed the insulation so much from the inside that you can't even do. Like normally you would be able to do a blown in insulation,
right,
but you can't even get into that to do it. So with those two things, he's got $3,500 for the blown in insulation in the attic, and then $7,800 to replace all of the broken baseboard heater. So it comes to $11,300 for that change order.
And again, this will all be grant funded.
Yes. Yep. So it's all reimbursed.
So we would need a motion on that change order.
I'll move that. For a second. Second. Any questions? All in favor?
Thank you.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Perfect. Thank you, Doug. Anything you guys want to add on your end?
I mean, he's moving right along with it. We did a pay app last week, just so that we could have kind of something to report out after this. If you look at the pay app, it doesn't look like he's gotten far along, but most of the work was demo work, which is not a line item that we bill out for. And I think he was at about $30,000 for the first pay app. The windows are on site today. He had ordered those already, so they're getting put in hopefully this week, and all the remaining baseboards will be installed this week too. So once he has full heat in that house, he'll be able to fly through it.
Back on the Wayland property, so you think like by the end of the summer it'll be cleaned?
The donation, I think we can award that one probably in April. In theory, we probably could have it down within 30
Couple,
days.
okay. What's the plan? I guess this was probably discussed before, but I just don't remember what's the plan use for that land?
Well, we've got storm sewer.
Can you turn your microphone on? Turn your microphone on. Just hold it down. It'll turn green. Hold it down hard. There
There we go. We've got a storm sewer running through that,
right?
Pipes, and they're in not good shape, and we don't have a right of way or anything for them. So what we'd like to do is either when you guys get it, if you turn it over to us, we can get the right of way in there so we have it, and then whatever else. I know we've got a couple people that have asked about purchasing it. So, but we would like to get that right away in first before.
And I believe even the interest from individuals has been for parking. So I
Yep.
believe that's the village's interest as well, would be parking. So with the Restore New York grants that were awarded to the individual there on Main Street, or is that East? What is that?
What's that?
Is that Main Street in
Yeah,
Wayland?
yeah.
Parking is needed and will be needed. So it's a very narrow lot. It's not even a considered a buildable lot. So it's probably the highest and best use for it.
Okay. Right.
I was just going to say for River Road, for when we get to the sale part, I mean, there's a home for sale, five houses up the road from it on Moorcrest for like 325, that the whole basement still needs to be finished because buying houses. So fun process. So for what we paid, what we're putting into the rehab, I have no hesitation. We're going to get at least our money back plus a pretty decent amount.
Yeah,
But,
that's a good neighborhood. Murphy Road, Moorcrest Road are both very good communities, so.
So
last item I have is before the meeting, Doug brought to my attention that the bids came back for the wall on Cottage Ave, and we will be requesting to reject them and rebid.
yeah.
I believe they came in at the 140 to 160 range.
Yeah, $141,606 and $164,746.
Buy a lot of blue tarps for that.
I was just thinking we could build three houses for that, but
my God.
so we'll
for a house that's assessed at $30,000.
Yeah, to make it cleaner, let's get a motion to reject.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? It's rejected.
Appreciate it. And that's all I have.
Anybody else have anything? Our next meeting is Wednesday, March 5th. Motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.